are here today to support bipartisan bills that came out of committee in a bipartisan way, in large part because of the leadership of Ken Buck.
I was a little nervous sitting there because David Cicilline was to the right of me. It's the only time you'll ever see David Cicilline to the right of Ken Buck. Where are y'all from? And what are you interested in? Monopolies. Anybody interested in monopolies? So here's what the open app markets bill is a little bit different than the not what I call the non-discrimination bill. It is non-discrimination light. It doesn't apply to Amazon. It only applies to Google and what's that other company? Yeah. Google and Apple in how they control the app space basically do it through the payment system and require companies to use their payment system, and then a company, and you're going to hear this from Spotify later, but they charge these companies a 30% surcharge. Mostly the companies that are, they have a competitive product, so they have Apple Music and they charge Spotify 30% to put their product on the App Store. What we see as a result of that is that the companies that are competing, they may have a better product, most of them do have a better product, but they have to charge more for that product, so it hurts consumers. You'll hear a lot about the consumer welfare standard out there. What these two companies are doing on the App Store, and frankly what these three companies, including Amazon, are doing under the non-discrimination bill, hurts consumers. It hurts consumers because you have less choice, and it hurts consumers because you're paying a higher price for the third-party seller on the App Store. So it is there is a direct impact related to the consumer welfare standard from the actions of these two companies. But I really care about this issue for another reason. It's a reason that I hope you care about the issue also, and that is speech. When you control speech in a democracy, you control elections. I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on, because it's really interesting to me. Sometimes something happens and those of us on the right look over at the left and think, it's only affecting them. It's not something that we really need to get upset about. This affects all of us, and it will affect all of us at one time or another, because whoever treats these companies better on the political side will gain politically. And so this is going to flip-flop back and forth to who these companies are going to support. We right now as conservatives feel like, oh, we're being discriminated against. It's going to happen to the left also. And if we don't deal with this particular, this is different than a monopoly on oil and gas, a monopoly on banking, you name it, the monopolies that we've had in the past. This is fundamentally different. It involves speech, and it involves what people in America see and how they think. And when you control that, that's dangerous in a country like ours. It's great in China. China loves Google. Google comes in and says, we'll create a system nobody will ever know about Tiananmen Square. Never know about it. China says, great, we'd love to have you. When that happens in this country, we have a fundamental problem. And so it goes beyond just how do we deal with unfairness in the marketplace, monopoly in the marketplace, consumer choice, consumer price. It goes to, do we want to maintain the very fundamental nature of why we're America and why we're special and why we're exceptional? And if we do, we've got to pass these bills. I'm looking at Slade.